Let's talk about Felix a little bit more.
I'm sorry, I need something to distract me from life.
I am in no way, shape, or form a Felix apologist. He can go and get in another car wreck and then bury himself. But
I miss the old Felix cranking.
Cranking these nuts. I just watched Guilty over again for the millionth time. And a part that really intrigued me is when he was talking about how Jack was his best friend ever and how he was going to wake up thinking this was a nightmare and that Ed and Molly would be okay. Now, Felix himself wouldn't want to do this at all. He had what seemed to be a perfect life. Him and his best friend from college started a business, and it was growing to be maybe successful. I mean, they had shut down. It was just about to reopen. Then alcohol came into Felix's life. And something that I did like about Felix is whenever Molly was like, alcohol isn't good, he wasn't like, shut the fuck, you bitch. He was calm about it. He's like, I'm fine. Then he crashes the car, but still. And then he hid the bodies because he didn't want at the time, his best friend to see what he did or his dead children's corpse laying in the backseat. I mean, they could have not been dead. He could have buried them alive.
But that's another video that I will make someday.
Now, it's what Felix did after. From what we know, he is the one who made Jack missing. At least from everybody's speculations.
Now, I kind of speculate that maybe Rocket did it. I don't know. That's also for another video.
But if Felix did initially, like, well, he did initially cause the family to But if he made Jack missing and then Rosemary beautified, then that was his decision. Yeah, that was his decision to ruin the lives of many and hide the evidence.
Let me know what you think about Felix Krinken. These nuts.
Bye.